back.
He's back!
You can't keep getting away with this! He can't keep getting away with it!
He won't.
Hey, what's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. It's the 8th. It's August. It's 2025. And it's been 2 weeks since I took a shower. And I need to finish my Sage Wall video. So, again, one of my subscribers that happens to be a manager at a large hotel chain hooked me up. So I got a hotel for the weekend. I took a shower. And it's 100 and something degrees outside. I'm in Southern California right now. I hooked up with two subscribers yesterday, Jay and D, up in Jenner, California, right on the ocean. Took a huge ride on the mountain bikes and everything. It was very, very cool. Very, very cool. It was cool meeting them. And I got to do that repair on my truck. That's why I'm here. I'm going to use my buddy's shop Monday morning because it's a whole hell of a lot easier to take the front end apart at a shop as opposed to, you know, in the dirt or whatever. So that's what I'm going to do. But it's astonishing to me checking the headlines and seeing what I'm seeing because I saw, well, you know what? Well, here you go. So I get to the hotel, I take a shower, I shave, I start looking at the headlines, and all of a sudden I'm seeing that a crazed gunman is shooting up the CDC center in Atlanta because he believes the COVID vaccine made him sick. And because too many people could possibly relate to that, they also said that he killed an unnamed police officer whose wife is pregnant and has two children. Do you see what I mean? They don't want too many people going, well, the COVID vaccine made me sick too. They had to throw in an unnamed officer, which doesn't make any sense. The officer's dead, release his name, because you already said that he has a pregnant wife and two children, pulling on the heartstrings. And I'm thinking to myself, why in the world would this be happening now? Why would somebody be shooting up the CDC now? Well, then I found this.
All right, let's get you some other news as well. The CDC warning of the outbreak of a mosquito-borne virus. It's in China, and the Chinese government reporting around 8,000 cases of the virus in recent weeks. The disease is also spreading in Europe, with nearly 250,000 cases reported worldwide. Less than 100 deaths attributed to the virus so far, but it can make you very sick. The U.S. is issuing travel warnings for a number of countries related to the outbreak, so do you have any reason to be worried? Let's bring in Fox News senior medical analyst Dr. Mark Siegel and put the question to him. Do we?
No, Dana, we don't have any reason to be worried. And I want to point out something about CDC. I want their travel advisories to be a little more consistent. Let me explain. They need a travel advisory for Brazil because there was 180,000 cases of this particular virus, chikungunya, in Brazil last year coming out of the Amazon rainforest. Compare that to 8,000 cases in China so far. I am concerned about China. They don't do a very good job controlling viruses, and they have all...
Isn't that coincidental, huh? Isn't that coincidental? Now, if you want to have a little fun, go to the Word Descrambler website and type in the name of this new disease that's spreading, and the CDC's worrying about, and travel advisories are in effect, and for some reason they're ignoring Brazil, and it's spread by mosquitoes. Type in the word chikungunya, exactly the way it's spelled, C-H-I-C-K-U-N-G-U-N-Y-A. And look at all the fun little words you find in that little soup right there. And think about this. What have I been telling you since COVID happened? What did we all learn? You don't get a cold by them sprinkling it on you. You don't get a cold because you're in a room with a bunch of sick little kids. You don't get a cold because your spouse has a cold. You get sick because someone in your family gets sick and somehow that triggers your body. It's something we don't understand. But in order for you to get sick or to get a disease or to get an MRA or mRNA or to get your DNA changed around, they have to inject you. What have I been showing you for absolutely years? What's the last video that I uploaded before I woke up and Richie from Boston was erased? Do you remember? Maybe this will jog your memory.
Thank you.
still the world's deadliest killer. That is a double entendre. That's a self-proclamation from Bill Gates. Still the world's deadliest killer. This guy has absolutely decimated the earth with GMO, mRNA, or robotic mosquitoes, because this article from DARPA, from a military electronics magazine, is over 10 years old, and they don't show us anything until it's already been around. Do you see what I'm saying? This is a picture right here from 10 years ago of the DARPA mosquito, and as you can see, all it has on the front of it is a syringe. So let me tell you something, people. Let me tell you something. I told you this back when Bill Gates first started announcing they were releasing these things, and I'm going to tell you now. Wear long sleeves. Make sure you cover yourself. If you're going outside where there's mosquitoes, make sure you cover yourself with DEET. Ben's mosquito spray is the best because it's illegal, but it keeps these things, excuse me, it keeps these things off of you. But as far as these things go, I don't know what to tell you, but let me remind you of one thing. That news article that's explaining that the CDC is putting a flight ban in place or travel restrictions, when they did that with COVID, what did we have? We had about a week or two until it hit, until it absolutely hit. And if they're going to do this thing where they're going to try to pull it off with mosquitoes, the clock is ticking. It's the 8th of April, August right now. And here's another strange thing, dude. Can you believe how quickly time is passing? And can you believe how much the mainstream is making out of time speeding up? Time is speeding up! And then they go, because they discovered the Earth is spinning 1/100th of a second faster. That's stupid. That's irrelevant. 1/100th of a thousandth of a second faster is not a news story. But I will tell you one thing. I pay attention to sunset. Summer solstice is the longest point of the year, the most daylight, and then every day thereafter you lose a minute per day. Well, the other day, 5 days ago, sunset was at 8:47. Tonight, I'm still on the Pacific time zone. I'm still on the West Coast. Tonight it's 7:47. What the actual F is going on? Was it CERN? Is it quantum computers? Are they controlling the sun, moon, and stars? Is that a movie screen above us? Because if they have a patented fake sun, which I showed you 15 years ago, if they can manipulate the sun, moon, and stars, they can manipulate time completely. And everything is completely and utterly digital now. You know what I'm saying? Not many people still wear a automatic watch. An automatic watch made by man that is a timed, handcrafted, no battery required mechanism. I had a Rolex once, but that's the night that I ripped my shin bone open, so I gave it away. Somebody gave me a $15,000 Rolex and I gave it to somebody else. And check this out. I lose my wallet, okay? And the more I think about it, I didn't lose it. I left it on the bar. I went to the bathroom. I came back and it was gone. But I didn't even think about it. I just didn't think about it. It was one of those days. I was driving all day. I hadn't eaten all day. And when I got there, I wanted to eat. I ordered fish and chips and clam strips because I was starving. I told them to put it all. I didn't want fries in both. I just wanted fish and clam strips. I wasn't going to eat the fries because I never do. At any rate, I meet up with somebody yesterday and they give me some money. Last night, I pull into a rest stop to go to sleep. And I see this guy, and he's in a spot where I want to park. So I walk over and I said, hey, any chance you could move your car over one spot so I can back my truck in here? And he's like, oh, he's all weird and apologetic, but I notice he's got pizza in the car, clothes, and a little girl in the back seat. And I'm thinking, it's a homeless father with his daughter. And he moves the car. He's like, no, no worry. I can do that. No problem. He moves the car and I walk over and I gave him the cash that one of my subscribers gave me yesterday. I handed it right over. And then the more I started thinking about it, I'm like, I hope he didn't abduct that kid. I don't know how to explain it. I felt funny afterwards, but that could just be me. But I don't think it was, because my initial impulse was to help this dude. And then after the fact, I'm like, I see them. He's walking her. She looked like she was like 13 or something. I don't know. I don't know how old kids are. I can't tell. She looked like she was about 13. She didn't look like she was all there. She looked like she was kind of a mess, and so didn't he. But I still felt bad for him. You know what I'm saying? I have a pretty decent life, even though I sometimes things go wrong. You can't live on the road for 8 to 12 months at a time and not have things happen. Somebody breaks in the vehicle once in a while. I've lost my wallet for the first time ever. You know what I mean? Ever. Everything was in that wallet. My title, my Social Security card, my ID, my ATM card, 3 ounces of gold, and way too much cash. And the biggest thing is, I'm on the West Coast to try to get a new ATM card. Where are they going to do with it? They're going to send it to my house. I'm going to try to get them to send it to the bank. You know what I mean? Because they're going to want to... This is a problem. This sucks. Oh, and my Social Security card. Half of you guys don't even know what that is. Yeah, everything was in my wallet. A lockpick set. Like, everything's in my wallet. My wallet's quite the little survival kit. But at any rate, I give this guy the money, and then afterwards I got a weird feeling. But maybe that was just me. And I saw him escorting her to the restroom twice. And I'm thinking, is he escorting her because he doesn't want her to run away, or because we're in California and there's a lot of scumbags around here? You know, sorry, California, but you live here too. You've seen it. At any rate, I don't even know what I'm going with that. But here's the deal. If you're going to go outside, make sure you cover up. Wear a long sleeve shirt, those fishing shirts, anything, or a windbreaker. Anything to cover up. If you were smart, don't wear short sleeve and shorts the rest of the summer, because this is incredibly, incredibly strange, because now they're saying it's a mosquito-borne disease, and CDC's already stepped in. And believe it or not, people, Trump's not here to help. He's not here to help, and neither is RFK. RFK has already completely flipped the switch. He wants everybody wearing wearables, trackables, so that as you're eating, it'll tell you and whoever else exactly how many calories. No. Everybody completely flipped, and people aren't quite figuring it out. I'm going to put a video up on Jailbreak tomorrow to break all the Trump people's hearts and Q people's hearts on Jailbreak, which I'll lose another 5,000 subscribers, but it doesn't matter at any rate. So I'm going to cut this video short because I have to work on a video that's going to expose the Epstein list, quote unquote, Trump, etc. And I got to do the Sage Wall video and get it up. So they're telling us that there's mosquitoes carrying a disease. There's travel bans in effect. Last time that happened, we had about 2 weeks until that made it to the United States. And be ready. Be ready. Take a few precautions. I'm not saying stay inside, but cover up your skin. Because using mosquitoes absolutely can spread a disease, because this mosquito is injecting it. The DARPA mosquito, its nose, its mandible, is a syringe. Do you see what I'm saying? So cover yourself, but don't be paranoid. In prayer. I can't stress prayer enough. Ask God to direct you in word and deed every day. Ask God for answers and ask them to make them plain. And, of course, as soon as I'm back in the Los Angeles area, it's on fire, as you can see. And I'm driving going, dude, you're driving directly into a wildfire. So I called my buddy and I'm like, hey, the shop isn't on fire by any chance, is it? And he's like, no, just everything else. And I'm like, all right, cool. I'm on my way. Because what are you going to do? Welcome to my world. At any rate, Richie from Boston. And, I am out.